Matthew chapter 7. We'll begin in verse 24. The Lord led me this evening to talk about storms. To talk about the storms in our lives. To talk about the bad times. And I think a lot of times we take them the wrong way than what God intends us to. A lot of times we'll pray, if God, if you'll just get me through this time in my life, if you'll just get me through it. But is that really how we're supposed to be? Is that really how we're supposed to be as Christians, is to just try to get through things? I really think there's a bigger and a deeper meaning than that to why we have trials in our lives. And a very familiar story, y'all have heard songs about it and everything, about the wise man and the foolish man. But I want to begin here and then we'll go to Mark. But right before this, Jesus has taught for about three chapters on all His teachings. All the doctrines that we stand on today are still, in these three chapters, are primarily the things we stand on. And this is the Sermon on the Mount. And this is the last thing He says in closing. If you'll begin reading with me in verse 24, it says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which buildeth his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, I come to You today. And I thank You so much for everything You do for us. All the blessings You give us in our lives, Lord. The constant watching out for us that You do. Lord, just help us as we study this passage, Lord, that we can see what You want us to get from the trials that come in our lives, Lord. The things that we look at as not so great. Things that we look at as bad. Lord, just help us to see why. Why You make us go through that as believers. Lord, I just thank You so much for coming and dying on the cross for our sins. That we can come to You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The teaching here is on the wise man and the foolish man. And we see that the wise man, he builds his house on a rock. See, when I built my house, when we built our foundation, we had to dig down, get it level, and then we poured concrete. We didn't build on rock, we had to pour a concrete footer. But back then, before concrete, you had to have a rock. You had to build, if you wanted your house to stand strong, you had to build it on a rock. And it's a lot harder to dig a footer on a rock than it is in sand. See, it's a lot easier as people to do the things that the rest of the world are doing. And that's going the foolish way. That's doing the foolish things is just going the way that everyone else goes. But it's a lot easier. But God says we need to build our house on a rock. We need to build our lives on the rock. And that's going against the stream. It's trying to paddle upstream. It's harder. We have to do things different than everyone else does. We can't just go out and do whatever we want. We have to be servants to God. We have to do the things that He wants us to do and follow Him. But we don't just get through things. See, the storm is where we prove ourselves. We don't just get through the storm, it's where we prove that we're standing on the rock. Where we prove what our foundation is made of is by the storm. See, because if not, everyone would just, if there was no storms, if there was no bad things, everyone would just do it the easy way. If you didn't have to build your foundation on the rock, if you didn't have to build your foundation on a rock like they did, they wouldn't do it. They just build it in the sand. The easiest way. But there's a reason why we build it on the rock. There's a reason why, and that's to show people what we're made of. If you will go to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, and this story is in Matthew 2. It's actually the same day that Jesus has this teaching on the foundation. This is the same day. It's about, in Matthew, it's the next chapter over. But Mark just words it a little different. That's why I'm going to read it from here. But in Mark chapter 4 and verse 35, This is the evening. Jesus taught the Sermon on the Mount in the morning, and this is the evening. This is the same day at that night, it says in verse 35. And the same day, when the evening was come, He saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him, even as He was, in the ship. And there were also with Him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. So we see that Jesus tells His disciples to go to the other side. He tells them that we're going to go over to the other side. And we see that a storm, they get in the middle of a storm and the waves are so bad that in verse 37 it says, that a great storm of wind and waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. So their ship started to get full with water. So this is a pretty bad storm. And I want you to see, when I was reading this story, how easily it translates to our lives. When Jesus tells us, when God tells us to do something, when we feel like we're led to do something, and then bad things start happening, and our ship gets full, and we think we've taken all that we can take. I want you to see what happens in verse 38. It says, And He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him and say unto Him, Master, carest Thou not that we perish? See, they find that Jesus is asleep. He's peaceful in this time. And I want you to see what they say to Him. Master, carest Thou not that we perish? See, sometimes, a lot of times in our lives when bad things are happening to us, when everything ain't going our way, we feel like God just don't care. And sometimes we even tell Him, Lord, do You not care what's happening to us? Do you not see what we're going through? Are you asleep? Are you just asleep? Do you not care? Do you not see what's happening to me? But Jesus is trying to teach them a lesson here. In verse 39 it says, And He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? He asked them, He says, Why are you scared? Why are you scared? Do you not trust Me? Do you not trust Me? Listen, they had the rock with them. They had that foundation. They had Him with them. Do you not trust Me? Do you not trust Me that that I will not lead you where you can't go. And I'm telling you today, we need to trust Jesus. We need to trust that foundation. We need to trust on the rock. We need to lean on the rock. We need to trust that He can get us through anything. We need to trust Him. And in verse 41 it says, "And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Listen, guys, in our lives today, in their ship, He was the God over the storm. In our lives, He is the God over the storm. He is the one that is in control. Everything that happens to us has to go through His hands. He's not going to put on us more than we can handle. So listen, when the storms of life hit, when things aren't going great, when things are going bad, that's when we prove who we are and who we look to and what He did for us. Listen, guys, the only difference in us and the rest of the world, in us and the rest of the people on this earth, is that we have something different. We have the strongest foundation you can have. We have the only foundation you can have. I feel like today that I've got confused and I've lost my points, but if you leave here today and you don't get anything else but that He is the only foundation, and He is what we prove who He is. We prove what we believe, what we teach, what we try to live by what He did for us. He is the God over the storm. Everything comes through His hands before it gets to us. If you will stand this evening. Brian plays a song. If you're here today and you're not living that way, because I know I'm not. I'm not living the way that Jesus asks us to. I'm not always trusting on the rock. I'm not always trusting on Jesus. I'm not always leaning on Him like I should. But the only way to get through the things that this world throws at us is by trusting on the rock. It's by leaning on the rock. We should be asking storms to come, because nothing is stronger than that rock. Nothing that this life can throw at us is stronger than our foundation, is stronger than what we stand on. And if we want to prove to Danville, if we want to prove to America, if we want to prove to anybody who Jesus is, we have to live it. We can't just teach it. I can't just preach it. We have to live what we believe. Right.